You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
We got a text to 78592 that says, sometimes I find the floor much comfier than my bed.
Oh,
I'll just
really?
Lay on the ground for no reason when my bed's right there.
Oh, I feel that. I do that all the time.
I mean, sometimes it does feel good on your back. Mm-hmm.
And Brooke, your husband enjoys sleeping on the floor when you're mad at him, right?
Well, yeah,
yeah.
With the dog bed. He likes that.
Curls
up in a little
luxury for him. But sometimes we have the same weird stuff in common with total strangers, and you never would have known unless they'd confessed it first.
That's true.
And one of our listeners is ready to share a little of her inner weirdness with us. Maybe we'll have something in common with her. She wants to go by Nikki today. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, hey. Nikki. How you doing?
I am okay.
Okay.
You sound a little bit nervous.
Yeah, for sure.
But the voice changer is on. You're the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Okay. So, my day job is insurance, right? Oh. But
you work in insurance?
Yeah, but at night, you're secretly Superwoman.
Right. So I'm actually an artist. Like, I love to paint.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for quite some time.
What do you paint?
You know, different things. What happens is I meditate, and then whatever comes up, I put it on canvas.
Dude, that's beautiful. I love that.
Do you body paint at all?
What? That was a strange next question.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're into different types of painting,
but good
for you. You like to paint things on canvases.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a few pieces that I was able to put inside of a cafe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal.
Isn't that amazing? I was so excited. I'm going to put about 8 pieces in there.
Yeah.
And what happens is if I'm able to sell any, they get a 10% commission off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like almost like a gallery fee or whatever, right?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yes. That was perfect for me. I told them perfect, no problem. So a couple of weeks pass by, nothing is selling.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just still an honor to be featured, right?
I always wonder, like, how you sell anything in a cafe. You know, because, like, nobody's going in there with the purpose of buying art.
Yeah.
That would be cool. A bunch of fancy people, though, like, walking in just to buy the art in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take all the walls.
Yeah.
So nothing was selling, and they were like, you know, hey, maybe something a little different. And I said, okay. Let me go home. I can do something different. So I have a beautiful 4-year-old.
Uh-huh.
You're going to sell your 4-year-old?
Yeah.
Where is this going?
That's where the body paint comes in.
Okay.
Take the kid and sell him.
Finally. No. Sorry. Keep going.
So I'm sitting there one day, and she's just like, I'll paint you something. So I'm like, oh, I'll let her do something. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching her, and I'm like, this doesn't look half bad. So I decided to take her painting and switched it for one of my paintings out of the cafe.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, now you and your kiddo get it.
That's awesome. What was her painting? Was it just like colors and shapes, or was it like a stick figure standing next to a house?
It was abstract, just a bunch of different colors and just different things.
You're like, this is a study of lines and texture.
Yeah.
She's like, I drew sunshine.
Yeah.
Exactly. She just put her heart into it, and I said, you know what, baby? I love that.
Aww. This is so cute and wholesome.
Did you take her and, like, show her the painting up in the cafe?
Yes, I did.
Aww.
But I didn't tell anybody that it was her painting.
Oh.
Okay.
You put your name on her painting?
I mean, yeah.
Oh. Huh.
And the people just accepted it? They honestly thought you did it?
They honestly thought that I did the painting.
That doesn't concern you at all?
This one is even more sophisticated than all the other ones.
I don't know. You hear about, like, those dogs that will, like, paint some, like, crazy gallery piece.
They have dogs that can paint?
Yes.
I want a painting dog.
Wow. So they actually liked your daughter's painting.
Not only did they actually like it, the cafe called me and told me that I had made $253 off of my daughter's painting.
What?
Oh,
and this whole time, I've just been throwing my kids' work away.
No, you better keep it because it may be worth something. I could not believe that $253. So guess what I did? So I said, okay, I kept letting her paint. And sooner, I just switched out all of mine. And do you know that I made well over $1,000 off of my daughter's painting?
Oh my God, your daughter is a brilliant artiste.
That's amazing.
The only thing is that nobody knows that this is my daughter's painting, not my friends, not my family.
Not the owners of the new paintings?
Not the owners.
Oh, I didn't think of that too, bro.
So you're signing your name at the bottom of every single piece of art that your daughter makes?
I mean, I am, and I don't feel bad about that because she is my daughter.
Yeah, in her defense, she can't even write her own name.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. So I have an opening gallery show coming up, and I'm really stuck on what to do. I want to let my daughter paint everything to put it in there.
You should do half and just see what sells better.
Why don't you tell everybody at this point that it's your four-year-old? It'd probably get people like even more invested in her future as an artist.
I mean, yeah, but are people really going to say, oh, you're four? I don't want to spend hundreds of dollars then. Like, I think it may change the value, right?
I don't know. It depends. Like, it depends it's on art. How you pitch it. Like, if she's like a genius, you know?
Then
people will be like, I want to get in on the ground level.
Right. Yeah. Why not tell everybody that your daughter's an art genius?
I'm just in a dilemma. I want to do that because, you know, with kids, everybody are like, oh, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for it. But mine wasn't even selling, so I want to put hers down.
Hopefully she doesn't sue you someday.
Yeah, right. I know, I'd say tag us in a painting picture, but apparently that would out.
It's going to be a secret.
Text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, we'll mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.